Hi, everybody, and a very warm welcome back to another weekend bite-sized political podcast here on the David Vance podcast channel, sponsored kindly by Quantum Hypno, link below. Do check it out. I want to talk about something which seems so stupid that you would think it's not really worth talking about, but it links into another story. And then when you start to join the dots, you realize exactly what they're trying to do. Now, you will have seen perhaps a story that has made its way into the media about the fact that a Labour MP, naturally, called Charlotte Nicholls from Warrington North, she wants to see, can the laws be altered so that people can change their gender on official records after their death? Got that? So she wants the dead people to switch gender. You thought it was bad up until this point where they're trying to get live people to switch gender, even though, of course, they can't because there's only two genders. And you are, whether one likes it or not, you remain in your birth gender until your death. You can get the surgery, you can get the hormones, you can do all that. Sorry, the chromosomes stay the same. The DNA never alters. But anyway, never mind the living. This remarkable story concerns the fact that this Labour MP thinks the dead should be able to change their gender. She asked if the Gender Recognition Act of 2004 could be amended to allow for, quote, transgender people who are deceased to be legally remembered by the gender they live by. It would mean that those who had not undergone surgical treatment could be identified as a different gender. Well, listen, even if they had undergone surgical treatment, their gender's the same. Lopping off bits doesn't change anything. I was having a look at this Charlotte Nicholls, and she looks, a picture of her in the House of Commons. She's got her black leather jacket on, and she looks exactly as I would imagine she should look like, yeah. And then you think, well, okay, but why would you ask for this, right? And this is where we then start to join the dots. She goes on to explain, quote, the genesis of the petition was the murder of my constituent, Brianna Gay, whose life was brutally cut short before she was old enough to have formal legal recognition of who she was and how she will be remembered by her family, friends, and community. Notice the number of times she got the female descriptor in there. She, her, right? She was, so you will have noticed that the murder of Brianna Gay has, gained an awful lot of media time. And you gotta start to ask a few questions about that. Because Brianna Gay was the name that this individual used. But in actual fact, of course, Brianna was a boy. Brianna was a boy. Now, it's terrible that this individual was murdered. But of course, we know that all murder in all circumstances is wrong. But the issue for me here is, and I'm glad that the guilty people have been put away, but however, you got to wonder about how these stories are manipulated. Perhaps that's the best way of looking at it. So we're never told what Brianna or Brianna Gay's, G-H-E-Y, by the way, that's her name, or his name. What was the birth name? We're not being told that. Is that not the name that was recorded in the birth certificate? So, again, you know, I'm sorry for the loss of this individual. But this individual was essentially pretending that they were a girl when in actual fact they were born a boy. I have no idea what, you know, had they taken any surgery or any such thing. I don't know. But all I'm saying is that these things are linked. These things are linked. When you see a story become very prominent and all over the media, there's always another motive. It's not always what we think. So all decent people will feel, outraged and disgusted that this individual was murdered. Absolutely wrong. No ifs or buts about that. And also, we can all respect the fact that this individual wanted to claim that they were female, right? We can also accept that. That's okay. But they weren't born female. They were born male, right? And that didn't change. That did not change at point of death. But what Labour's seeking to do is to weaponize this death to advance the transgender cultism, which I think will go on steroids once they get into government. And that's the more substantive point here. Forget all about this particular individual. Let's remember that Labour have a leader who thinks that 99.5% of women don't have a penis, but 5%, but 0.5% do. I worked that out. Basically, he thinks there's 47,000 women, in quotation marks, wandering around the UK who've got penis. No, there's not. No, there's none. But, and that's the leader. Other people, for example, like Stella Creasy, the senior Labour MP, believes that, trans women are women, except they're not. Trans women are not women. They're not biological women. They can look like them, yes. They can dress like them, for sure. Some of them can pass off as women even. Yeah, except all of that. Not arguing that point. What I'm arguing is a biological reality. But I think even speaking these biological realities could get us in trouble as New Labour, or whatever this Sir Keir Starmer conglomeration calls itself, get into power. And I think, yes, they will eventually get it to the point where the dead can change their gender, or at least activists on behalf of the dead can change their gender. So it's a very, very dangerous road that's being considered here. It's being done on the basis of, we want to be so humane and we must always remember Brianna. Yes, of course, that's fine to do that. But the fact is that, the dead must never change their gender because they can't, just like the live can't. Sorry if that hurts people's feelings, but reality sometimes is like that. Thanks for listening.